This is VOA News. Professor Marissa Melton, a Chinese citizen journalist, was jailed for 4 years for her live stream reporting from Wuhan as the COVID-19 outbreak unfurled. That's according to her lawyer on Monday. Zhang Zhan, a former lawyer, was sentenced at a brief hearing in a Shanghai courtroom for allegedly picking quarrels and provoking trouble for her reporting in the chaotic initial stages of the COVID-19 outbreak. Her live reports and essays were widely shared on social media platforms in February, grabbing the attention of authorities who have punished 8 virus whistleblowers so far who have criticized the government's response to the outbreak. Concerns are mounting over the health of the 37-year-old Zhang, who began a hunger strike in June and has been force-fed via a nasal tube. China's communist authorities have a history of putting dissidents on trial in opaque courts between Christmas and New Year to minimize Western scrutiny. The trial comes just weeks before an international team of World Health Organization experts is expected to arrive in China to investigate the origins of COVID-19. United Kingdom authorities are expected to approve the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine this week. And the head of the company said it will be as effective as the virus against the virus as the Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna vaccines. If approved, AstraZeneca's vaccine will be the 5th vaccine put into play around the world to fight the virus. Early tests show that the vaccine was 70% effective for preventing illness compared to 95% reported by Pfizer. Russia and China have also approved their own vaccines. The latest vaccine comes as the world reached the grim milestone of 80.7 million people worldwide. VOA News. Residents of the Central African Republic returned out in huge numbers for presidential and legislative elections on Sunday. Despite some efforts by suspected rebels at voter intimidation, the head of the United Nations peacekeeping mission said some rebels opened fire in an attempt to scare voters away from the polls. Rebel groups hostile to incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after Constitutional Court earlier this month rejected several candidates. One of the candidates rejected was former president and accused rebel ally François Bozize. Touadéra is considered the favorite in the field of 17 candidates. Vote counting began Sunday. Full provisional results are expected by the end of the week. The election will go to a second round if no candidate receives more than 50% of the vote. There are concerns that a substantial number of the 1.8 million registered voters in the sparsely populated nation were not able to vote in remote towns, some of which are controlled by armed rebels. Members of the U.S. Congress are planning to interrupt their Christmas break on Monday to deal with the defense spending bill vetoed by President Trump. Members of the House of Representatives are expected to override the president's veto of a $740 billion defense spending bill. If the House vote passes, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It requires a 2/3 vote in both chambers to override the presidential veto. Mr. Trump has criticized the defense bill on several fronts. He has argued without explanation that the bill benefits China. He has demanded the removal of language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders who seceded from the United States in the 1860s. And he has also demanded the addition of a provision making it easier to sue social media companies over content posted by their users. Niger began counting votes Sunday from an election that is expected to lead the West African nation's first transfer of power between 2 democratically elected presidents. There were no reports of widespread disruptions. Results are expected in the coming days. A smooth handover would be a rare bright spot for a country that has seen 4 coups since gaining independence from France in 1960. Niger is also plagued with poverty and Islamist violence that has killed hundreds of civilians and soldiers in the past year alone. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, this is VOA News.